It is Monday, November 12th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The Circle of Life Hospice presents its 12th annual gala, Voyage to a Dream, Saturday, beginning at 6:30 p.m. This fundraiser will be held at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers and will feature dinner, dancing, auctions, and more. Tickets and information available at voyageforhospice.com. KUAF is supported by Soul Yoga Lounge, located on Dixon Street in front of Clubhouse Fitness in Fayetteville. Hot yoga is available to the community each Friday afternoon at 5:45. All skill levels are welcome. SoulYogaLounge.com for more information. Ahead on this Monday edition of Ozarks, the search for quartz sand in northern Arkansas, a process important for natural gas drilling. Plus, 1 year and a day after opening, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art has welcomed nearly 600,000 visitors. And research at the University of Arkansas offers some insight into what's happening during oral arguments at the United States Supreme Court. First, final modifications are being made to Governor Mike Beebe's budget for the coming fiscal year, which will be presented to lawmakers later this week. The $4.7 billion plan is expected to keep spending flat, with efforts to address an expected Medicaid shortfall. Republicans, who are in the majority in the legislature for the first time in over a century, are expected to push for income tax cuts. But the governor's spokesman, Matt DeCampbell, says their victories at the polls last week haven't changed the governor's priorities.
His biggest priority for any tax relief is going to remain the sales tax on groceries, trying to get that eliminated the rest of the way. He has some ideas about how to do that, and those will be presented next Thursday as well. And we just continue toward the same goal at the end of the day that we know that the legislature has as well, regardless of who's in power, and that's to make sure that we have a balanced budget, that we're taking the best care of the taxpayers' money as we can while still providing the services that they need.
The formal presentation of the governor's plan will be before the Joint Budget Committee of the legislature. Modern gun deer season opened throughout the state Saturday morning, and more than a quarter million people were expected to hunt over the weekend. Steve Wilson with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission says he expects over 200,000 deer to be harvested this season, just a fraction of the state's deer population. Wilson says there is plenty of food for the deer this year, especially in southern Arkansas, thanks in part to beneficial rains brought by Hurricane Isaac. You can find out more information about deer season at agfc.com. Thursday is America's Recycle Day, and events will be held through the week in Fayetteville in conjunction with the nationally recognized Recycling Day. Several events will be held at Ozark Natural Foods. Lisa Garrett is the store's owner services coordinator.
Wednesday between 4:30 and 6, we're having a rain barrel workshop, where people can come in and pay $15 and they get all the supplies to make a rain barrel and take that home with them. And for every $15 spent, ONF is going to match and donate that money to Fayetteville Watershed Partnership. And then Thursday, we're doing a drive-through recycling from noon to 6, and we're having volunteers from the U of A Office of Sustainability come help us out with that. And basically, cars can just drive up, and we'll take the recycling out of their vehicle for them and dispose of it in our recycling area in the parking lot.
On Friday, Ozark Natural Foods will host a number of other companies in the city of Fayetteville to educate customers about sustainability efforts, and a truck from the Habitat for Humanity Restore will be on hand to accept donations of used or unwanted building materials. Saturday morning from 10 until noon, Lisa Garrett will offer a crafts workshop where all the crafts will be made from recycled goods. She says that ONF decided to host the events to help raise awareness of recycling programs available in the city of Fayetteville.
We started our own center out in the parking lot to help our owners. Originally, it was because we were trying to figure out ways to recycle more, such as all the plastics and stuff that we're now able to recycle through the city as kind of a pilot program. And then, you know, we also take batteries for people. And really, I think the main reason we do all of this is because a lot of people don't know that they can, you know, recycle their batteries and that they don't have to drive all the way to Happy Hollow to do their recycling. They can do it right here.
The recycling center at ONF accepts plastics, mixed paper, and cardboard. Even without glass recycling, Garrett says the city has to come twice a week to empty the drop-off containers to keep them from overflowing. Drivers in Fort Smith should be aware of lane closures to Interstate 540. Beginning tomorrow, southbound lanes of the interstate will be closed between Old Greenwood Road and Zero Street. According to a press release from the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department, either the left or right lane will be closed daily from 8:30 until 3 through Friday. Closures are reportedly necessary for crews to repair the driving surface of bridges along that stretch of the interstate. The Razorback volleyball team defeated Kentucky yesterday in a hard-fought five-set victory at Barnhill Arena. It improves Arkansas's overall record to 19-8, and the Razorbacks are 10-6 in SEC play. The team will return to Barnhill this weekend for a pair of Southeastern Conference matches against Georgia and Mississippi. The Arkansas women's cross-country team had a stellar finish Friday in the NCAA Division I South Central Regional Championships. The team finished the regional meet at Agri Park in Fayetteville in first place, securing the team spot in the NCAA Championships and marking the second straight regional title and 17th in team history. But victory was felt on the men's side of the cross-country ledger as well. The 10th ranked men's cross-country team finished runner-up in the men's Division I Regional Championships in Fayetteville. Second place finish marks the 42nd time the men's team has made it to the NCAA Championships. The collegiate cross-country season closes Saturday with the Division I Championships at Tom Sawyer State Park in Louisville, Kentucky. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s in northwest Arkansas, lows in the mid-30s tonight in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, clear in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 50s. And for Tuesday night, clear with lows from the upper 20s to lower 30s.